KCBO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Just hours before the opening ceremony, there has been a death at the Winter Olympics in Vancouver. ABC's Michael Kreisel in Vancouver says a luge athlete crashed and hit a metal pole near the finish line.
This luger has unfortunately died as a result of this horrific accident that occurred on the same day of the opening ceremonies and a practice run. There's been no official announcement from the IOC yet. It'll be interesting to see if they adapt the opening ceremony tonight for a memorial service at all.
U.S. luger Tony Benchouf said just yesterday he was shocked at how fast this track is.
The track is super fast, and I'll tell you, when I first got here, it felt like a blur. It took me about 10 or 12 runs before it started slowing down in my mind.
That luger was from the Republic of Georgia. The head of the Georgian Olympic delegation says the entire team may now pull out of the Olympics. Crews are working hard in Texas to clear roads of more than a foot of snow. Val Lopez is with the Texas Department of Transportation.
We really couldn't go out there and pre-treat until it stopped snowing. The potential there is that for it to wash off or to be buried by the snow. So once it did stop snowing, we went out there and started treating those bridges and overpasses.
180,000 homes and businesses are still without power in Texas, but crews are trying to fix that. OnCorps spokesman Jamie Molino.
Right now, we do not have an estimated time of restoration, but we have called in an extra 1,500 contractors and other utility workers from out of state to come today and help us in these restoration efforts.
They even got snow in the Florida Panhandle, meaning there is snow on the ground in all 50 states now. The White House still has not decided where to hold the trial of the alleged 9/11 conspirator, but Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says one thing is certain.
One way or the other, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed will be brought to justice.
Many in New York have expressed concern about initial plans to hold the trial near ground zero. Checking the markets just before the close, Dow down 53 points, NASDAQ up 4. You're listening to ABC News.
If you're like a lot of small business owners, you have all your business info at your desk, which is fine, except for the fact that you're out on jobs, you're getting supplies, you're out getting customers. In fact, the one place you're probably not is at your desk. Well, Intuit QuickBooks Online is made for you. It makes it easy to access invoices, sales records, and customer info from virtually anywhere, even with a compatible mobile device. Intuit QuickBooks Online lets you run your business from wherever you are. Get a 30-day free trial at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, any gallon can of Glidden Interior Paint is just $14.97. Any color, any finish. Which means you can make any room look a lot better with the money you probably already have in your wallet. That and a paint roller. All because you got a gallon of Glidden paint for just $14.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through February 17th, U.S. only. See store for exclusions and details.
The agency in charge of airport security is expanding terror training for some of its employees.
Any liquid items?
Some of the same airport security workers who check your ID and rummage through your backpack now have access to secret intelligence. USA Today reports the Transportation Security Administration tries to improve the ability of its employees to spot terrorists by giving them classified information about tactics, planning, operations, and threats. Some experts worry about opening security secrets to 10,000 more people. But others say it will help the TSA better focus on the people who board airplanes. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Planning a little love this Valentine's Day? One environmental group is hoping you love carefully. Here's ABC's Larry Jacobs.
Valentine's Day. Love of planet Earth. The Center for Biological Diversity in Tucson, Arizona, plans to distribute 100,000 free condoms beginning on Valentine's Day. This to call attention to the impact of human overpopulation on endangered species. The packages have cute slogans like, wrap with care, save the polar bear. Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
Sometimes love is just a little too loud for New Yorkers. They're hearing a bit too much in their apartment buildings. Two-thirds of Manhattanites tell a new poll they regularly hear their neighbors in love. However, only 14% of those who listen actually confront their neighbors or tell the super about it. This is ABC News.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt, sky-high interest rates, having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. Call Credit Card Relief, 866-333-9191. That's 866-333-9191. Not available in all states.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon, I'm Brett Burkhardt. Several reservoirs that supply Silicon Valley with drinking water won't be filled to capacity this winter, no matter how much it rains. Water experts say they can only store 78% of the water because of earthquake concerns. The group pushing for a constitutional convention to reform California's government says it's suspending its campaign, citing lack of funding. In Richmond, police have arrested a 17-year-old boy believed to have shot a toddler who was riding in the car with her father last month. The 2-year-old girl is expected to make a full recovery. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
Accident in Oakland, southbound 880 after High Street. The left lane blocked. Four cars involved. You're backed up to 980. North 880 backed up to 98th. Santa Cruz Mountains crash. North 17 at the Laurel Curve. Giving chocolates for Valentine's Day is a given. But what kind? Russell Stover is America's favorite heart box. Give the finest in chocolate. Give Russell Stover. The Bay Area's best traffic coverage is always available at KGORadio.com. I'm Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Partly sunny this afternoon. Areas of fog for tomorrow. Partly sunny after it burns off. Dry and mild on Sunday. It's 55 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
From his larynx to your tympanic membrane, advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. I don't know why I just object to this. We live with so many rules. And, of course, we need rules. We need laws. But the astonishing number of new regulations that are poured upon us every year, it's not just the evolving complexity of modern life. There's more to the story here. And this is a classic. There shall be no cupcakes, chocolate cake, even carrot cake. New York City enacting the latest reg. Even, by the way, zucchini bread. Trying to limit how fat their kids are, the education department has banned bake sales, which are often very lucrative fundraising tools and have been for generations of clubs and teams and kids. This is a new wellness policy. This is elaborate rules, only outlined in a 3-page memo. This is not the full deal yet. And, of course, parent groups and the PTA are conspicuously given an exception. Once a month, this is an example of the details I got into in this. I mean, because obviously there's no crime, no crime in New York City, no drug problems, no nothing, right? This is what they have time to take care of. Once a month, the PTA is allowed to sell as many dark fudge brownies and lemon bars as they please, so long as lunch is ended. After 6 p.m. on weekdays, they can serve anything they want, but at that hour, most students are gone. Mayor Richard Bloomberg has made both public health and public education centerpieces of his tenure. And, of course, New York was one of the early states to ban handheld cell phones because they thought that would make a difference. So was Washington, D.C. Now they all have egg on their face since they caught up with the data, which was available, and they passed the laws. That doesn't matter whether it's hands-free or handheld. The rationale, of course, is getting a very cool reception among students. Here's a ball player, sophomore basketball player, laments his team won't be able to raise money for the new scoreboard they wanted to. Here's a soccer kid. They held a bake sale with blueberry muffins, sold out in 15 minutes. I think it's pointless. I mean, why can't we have bake sales? The new policy requires vending machines, which generate millions of dollars for school sports, be supplied with snacks such as reduced fat baked Doritos and low sugar granola bars. I guess that's okay. And non-compliance results in adverse impact on the principal's compliance performance rating. So they're going to put the whole thing on the backs of the principals. Now you watch. This is going to be a dizzying ride, friends, as you watch the rate of obesity in New York City plummet. These kids are going to get so skinny, we're going to be getting upset and start asking glamour magazines to reverse their policy and start putting fat women in the ads. Okay. How about this one? This is a follow-up on this statistic that you got to look at the details, but the claim was that California marijuana dispensaries outnumber Starbucks and McDonald's 2-1. Some parts of Los Angeles, here's a detail, some parts of Los Angeles, medical marijuana is more common than McDonald's and Starbucks. Places where you can buy a Big Mac or a double tall mocha latte are outnumbered by pot stores at least 2-1. And that isn't the point. The point here is in Denver, the newspaper has an ad looking for, hang on, I didn't think I'd live to see this one. They are looking for a reporter, a reviewer, to review, you know, you're used to seeing reviews of movies and food, et cetera, but this is a first in American journalism. They want a medical marijuana critic. Now, the person will not be sitting there getting stoned all day long. Hey, the Ingrid is the best. That's not going to happen. The idea is to review the dispensaries that have sprouted up like weeds, pardon the pun, in Denver. We want to see what kind of place it is, how well they care for you, how sketchy the place is. Last week, the paper published a call for a regular freelance reviewer with a real doctor-certified medical need, asking each candidate to send a resume and an essay, What Marijuana Means to Me. They've gotten dozens of applications. There's going to be a drive-through dispensary. Dispensaries promote different strains with distinctive flavors. They're, after all, marijuana snobs, just like there are wine snobs. And some mix their wares into food, like hummus and pesto and chocolate. So why not critique the cannabis, too? What do you think of that? Nobel Prize, U.S. trio. 2 points I just wanted to make. I won't bore you with the details because most of you don't care. Most of you are more interested in, who wins the latest reality show spot than this. But nevertheless, there are two interesting things. First, what they're getting the prize for has to do with telomerase. Now, telomerases are, it's an enzyme. There's a spot in the chromosome. It has to do with cancer and aging. It is absolutely fascinating. Three race researchers sharing the goal. But two things here. One, the importance of basic research. I don't spend enough time hammering home on this one. Nowadays, we fund research because it's looking for something we want. And that isn't how we got where we are. The astounding discoveries of the past century were made by people just looking because they were curious, and we funded that kind of research. Now it's different. So one of the recipients, quote, we had no idea when we started this work that telomerases would be involved in cancer, but we're simply curious about how chromosomes worked and stayed intact. That's all they did. Our approach shows that while you can do research that tries to answer specific questions about a disease, you can also just follow your nose. And that's important, to just follow your nose. Extremely, extremely important. What else did I want to tell you about? Oh, the other thing is, one of them, Elizabeth Blackburn, she was actually fired by George Bush. Remember the era when Bush just would fire people if he didn't agree with his scientific policies? I mean, he's not a scientist, etc. But here, what a slap in the face. She wins a Nobel Prize, fired in 2004 from then-President George Bush's Council on Bioethics. He didn't like what she thought. Speaking of noses, what do you think the most beautiful nose is? I find this very interesting. Well, it depends where you live. North Americans and Europeans have like a nose where the nose is placed relatively high on the face, where the nose kind of starts kind of near where your eyebrows are. And if you go get a nose job, that's what you'll get. So they decided to take a look at other countries. So they had 20 health professionals, 20 artists, and 120 lay people examine images of 6 women, each of whom was altered with a computer software to show that the top of the nose was at an average position below or above the level of the upper eyelid crease. So think of the eyelid crease. Where does your nose start? Then they rated which position looked best, which looked worst. Well, the most beautiful was the low position, rated most beautiful by more than half of the participants, followed by the regular position of just more than a third of the respondents. The least beautiful, 3/4, picked the low nose. And they say here, surgeons have to be, you know, if you're a surgeon, you work in Brazil, but you trained in New York, it's going to be different. Interesting how what happens to stars influences us. You know, the Natasha Richardson tragedy, bump in the head, skiing. She was okay for a little bit and then died. There was a 73% increase in ER visits for head trauma after that. They looked at 19 urban, suburban, and rural emergency rooms in New York and New Jersey and found this huge... See, the thing that was unusual about her case was a bump in the head, and then she felt fine. So people who got a bump in the head and felt fine, which is the majority of people, then ran to the ER. The thing is, that's probably not good. That's probably not good medicine. That means everybody gets a bump in the head, and they feel fine. Figure they ought to go to the emergency room. We'd overwhelm our ERs if every bump in the head was treated that way. So you see how these things come back and they can backfire. Consumer Reports, let me hone this down, a big poll. And they're going to get involved in the healthcare debate. And they are launching TV. I mean, Consumer Reports doesn't usually do this. The first time in their history, 73 years, has ever run a TV ad to weigh in on a policy issue. 60% of you, cost of your health care increased over the past year or two. 51% of you have faced some very difficult decisions. 28% said they lost or experienced cutbacks in their coverage. Almost all of you are afraid of losing everything you have to an illness. There was one stat here I wanted to make sure you heard. 51% said they would face a difficult health care choice. The most common response was, 51% of you, putting off a doctor visit because of cost or not being able to afford medical bills. That's it. Doctors here are trying to deal with something, and you saw the doctors in the Rose Garden in their white coats. But doctors here, some doctors have a concern about this way they're trying to discourage us from ordering too many tests and too many treatments, reducing waste. I haven't got the perfect answer here, but doctors are... say what it's going to do is discourage us from taking the sickest and the oldest patients. Because if I see you walking into my office and you're sick or you're old, I know I'm going to have to order a lot of tests, and if you're going to ding me just because I order a lot of tests, that's not fair. It's imperfect. The bill calls for the Secretary of Health and Human Services to account for doctors with less healthy patients. But how do you do that? And the government admits collecting that data is not going to be easy. And the what they're thinking of, a doctor whose level of testing and procedures ranks in the 90th percentile would be penalized with a 5% reduction in Medicare reimbursement. And that forces a doctor to justify, why are you in the 90th percentile? I don't know. It's one way of dealing with it. We got to do something. You got to do something. And quality of care is a very important part of all this. It also makes it more difficult for doctors, some of the new bills, to own a stake in a hospital. What do you think about that? Should a doctor be allowed to own a stake in a hospital? You know, I grew up where doctors could never own a stake in a drugstore. And you have cases, you know, that whole big story about how they're disprofiled in Texas, where doctors who owned a stake in the hospital referred all the patients to the hospital, referred more patients to hospitalization. Now, how can you help it? Okay. And then, of course, you got the creeps coming out from under the woodwork. I'm not even going to read this one, but here's a big vitamin person saying, we have all the money in the world for health care. We don't need to change a thing if people just would take my vitamins. And he goes over the list of all the vitamins, B6 and vitamin D and vitamin E and multivitamins, and completely ignores all the research that has found the huge double-blind studies, which are difficult to question anymore, which find vitamins A worthless, B maybe dangerous. And yet this is what you're going to hear, because I'm holding a press release to radio talk shows and television stations. Body posture. Sitting up straight in your chair, it isn't just good for your posture, it gives you more confidence in your own thoughts. They had people sit up straight, and they had people slump down. They had them write some self-evaluations. I won't get into the details of the study. And it turned out that when you sit up straight in your chair, what you write is more accurate. You have more confidence in your own thoughts when you're sitting up straight when you write this stuff. Those slouching, okay, had a much lower confidence and were much less accurate in their self-appraisals. Okay, autism. We got to deal with this. You're hearing it's one big autism survey, but there's two that came out. You're not hearing anything about the second one. All right, here they called parents. They called parents and asked them, Has your kid ever been diagnosed with any of these problems? And found, indeed, 1 out of 100 American children, okay, or asked whether they've ever been told by a healthcare provider that their child had autism, Asperger's, or autism spectrum disorder, 1 in 100 parents said yes. Well, unfortunately, what you're not hearing, here are some of the details. We have no idea whether this increase is an actual increase or result in changes the way we describe or diagnoses. Those more inclusive survey questions, increased public awareness, and improved screening and diagnosis are all possible to account for some of this. White children, way more likely than black kids, to have parents say yes. Parents of half of the kids said it was mild. If it's mild, how'd they diagnose it? Another third of the parents described the condition as moderate, and the remaining described it as severe. 38% lost their autism. These kids were diagnosed, but 40% of the time it went away. And it goes on and on to talk about the confusing and other developmental issues and learning disabilities being mistakenly diagnosed as autism. All right, a little later I'll tell you about the other study, which is going to, I think, will knock you over. All right? I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill. Because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-517-9829. Don't try to learn a language. Just absorb it. Call 1-800-517-9829. 1-800-517-9829.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. Sweet. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day men's 50 plus advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day men's 50 plus advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Hey, can I get you a drink?
Yeah. Can I get one of your suckiest beers, please?
Sure. Anything else?
Nope. That'll be bad enough.
Well, we got drink specials all night, so just let me know.
Great. Here's to a sucky night.
When you're quitting smoking, having a drink without a cigarette sucks. Nicorette makes it suck less, doubling your chances of success. Learn more at Nicorette.com. Use as directed. Individual results may vary. Support program increases chances of success.
Thinking about the future? I'm Adam Bold, founder of the Mutual Fund Store. Imagine the incredible possibilities ahead of you. Tropical vacation, security, retirement, RVing across the country, or completing that collection of celebrity cat figurines. Endless possibilities. But maybe instead, you're focused on things that you can't control in a darker, more speculative future. Inflation, devaluing of the dollar, waiting for the second shoe to drop in the economy. Whatever that could mean. Probably swarms of locusts. If you've got the creativity, those possibilities are endless too. Why not focus on what you can control? At the Mutual Fund Store, we make sure that every client owns the funds that are right for them, and we monitor their accounts, making appropriate changes as necessary. Plan for all the great things to come while still being prepared if life doesn't go according to plan. If you have $50,000 of investments or $5 million, call the Mutual Fund Store now with 3 locations in the Bay Area. 866-970-0555. That's 866-970-0555.
Want to talk to Dr. Dean and me? Just call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. So come on!
Control.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Gene Adel here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Gene. How you doing, Gene?
Well, I'm not doing well at all. I've got unbelievably frustrated. I would really like you to at least save someone from sickness, if not from some child from actual death. On the weekend, you had a person who was well-known. I know you don't like to mention the commentators' names or their person's name. But
sure, go ahead. That's fine. I don't mind that.
Talk show host, and normally, you know, you can trust her with a lot of things about exercise, at least. But she had an idiot on, if you excuse my expression. He was supposed to be a doctor, and he was talking about the conspiracy of the pharmaceutical companies where that theoretically they've taken some of the chemicals out of the kids' viruses, but with the new flu virus, they've injected that whatever it is into it again so that there would be the people who do autism would be able to do autism drugs.
Okay. Wow. You blanked out when you described. I think I know who you're talking about, but who what show was this on?
This was Joni Gregan's show, and I was so
gotcha.
Angry, I couldn't get through.
Right. Well, that's what you got to do, and I've heard people do that, and that's the greatest way. That's the beauty of talk radio. And for those of you who don't know, it's a local talk show host who is does a lot of stuff on exercise and staying fit and beauty and things like that. And sometimes, you know, we've clashed. I don't know why. Why, if you have more guests on and more people on a show who espouse a particular minority, a heavy minority view, you need to balance it before being hauled on the carpet to reveal what you really feel about it yourself. And of course, that's nonsense. And of course, a gross disservice is being done. And it's not a controversy when 1% of scientists feel one way and 99% feel another. And even then, when you get into it, you'll find among the 1% of iconoclasts some very, very strange lapses in thought patterns. I'll tell you what. And I don't know how some people sleep at night. I really don't. They all think they have a handle, you know, on the truth when most people really don't understand how all this works. Let me right now see if I can whip through this other study on autism, which addresses partially that issue. This is something you're not hearing, came out today also with the autism study. But one of the questions is, where are all the autistic adults? And autism should be a lifelong condition. Now, I just got through telling you in the U.S. survey, 40% of parents said the autism went away in these kids. But this one, they called people up and asked them specific questions about their mental health. Like, I find it easy to make friends. I'd rather go to a party than a library. I particularly enjoy reading fiction. And based on their answers, they gave them other tests and diagnosed autism. This is in adults. Well, first of all, the findings of this study contradict the idea that it's exploded autism in the last two decades. They found no difference in autism prevalence among people they surveyed in their 20s, their 30s, or 40s, right up through their 70s, which suggests that the factors that led to developing autism appear to be constant. Our survey doesn't go with the idea that prevalence is rising, according to these researchers, and also said this proves a vaccine, which was introduced in 1988, is not to blame because autism rates have not changed. And certainly is significant, and they did find it among 1% of adults. And higher rates among never-married single men, all right? Women much less. People with autism less likely to have finished college, but are as likely to be employed. 2.2% of adults who had finished college were on the spectrum. 10 times higher among those with only a high school degree. And, you know, perhaps the good news in all of this is that Obama today is part of a $5 billion investment in grants for research. They're budgeting $1 billion for autism to get to the bottom of all this. And one of the bottoms they got to get to is it really increasing or not? And what's the cost? It ain't the vaccines. And why someone who considers themselves to be a responsible broadcaster would just harp away at this, it astounds me. It does astound me. But that's free speech. And, you know, those of you who know better, pick up the phone and express your disdain. Don't be passive. It is important. Managers listen to it. Talk show hosts, we listen to it. So just go for it. All right. I do want to talk to you about a real quick one. Would you rather have more money in your job or would you have more security? Right? More money or more security? I'll offer you the choice. We'll talk about that. 1-800-548-TALK.
Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, Chairman of Fremont Bank.
And I'm Sandy Fava, Vice President. Together we would like to thank the Bay Area homeowners who've refinanced their mortgages through Fremont Bank.
Refinancing can often mean lower payments and more money in your pocket.
Last year we helped over 14,000 homeowners refinance their mortgages, and we plan to help even more this year. Don't wait to refinance your mortgage and miss this low fixed rate. Right now we're offering a fixed rate mortgage as low as 4.5% APR with no closing costs or points.
To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just give us a call. Fremont Bank offers true, no closing cost loans.
To apply for a fixed rate mortgage with Fremont Bank with a rate as low as 4.5% APR, call 866-341-REFI. That's 866-341-REFI.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 2/11/2010. Subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. A suicide barrier for the Golden Gate Bridge was approved by the Board of Directors this morning. Now they need $50 million to pay for it. Directors also decided to move ahead with a $3 toll for carpools beginning in July. At the Olympics in Vancouver, a member of the luge team from the Republic of Georgia died in a crash during practice this morning. In the Bay Area, we have a high surf warning and Maverick surfing contest tomorrow morning off Half Moon Bay. Otherwise, partly sunny weather today, tomorrow, and Sunday with highs in the 60s. This is KGO.
There's not one, but two celebrations happening at Sleep Train. Here it is. Here it is, February, and Sleep Train is still celebrating the new year with its year-end clearance sale. The second celebration, President's Day, which means you'll sleep free for 36 months, 3 years of a better night's sleep on the best sellers from last year. Brand new mattress sets like Sealy, Simmons, Beautyrest, Posturepedic, the Vera Wang Organic Collection by Serta, and Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America. All extremely comfortable, all on sale, and when you visit Sleep Train, you'll save even more on floor samples, demonstrators, and one-of-a-kind items while they last. Plus, Sleep Train guarantees to beat anyone's price, even sale prices, by at least 5% for a full 100 days after your purchase. Remember, on approved credit, you can sleep interest-free for 3 years, but only through President's Day. Be sure to ask about your finance options. So hurry into Sleep Train, where last year's mattresses mean this year's savings. It's no wonder why Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep guaranteed.
It's time to do something about your old cracked, discolored, or stained concrete driveway, patio, or pool deck. Call ACF Paver Stone Experts to beautify your home. ACF Paver Stone Experts specializes in residential driveways, patios, and pool decks, and has become known as the San Francisco and Monterey Bay Area's biggest and best interlocking paver stone and artificial turf installation contractor, while still offering the best reasonable prices with integrity. Call ACF Paver Stone Experts to schedule your free interlocking paver stone and artificial turf estimates. Call toll free 1-877-223-6565. That's 1-877-223-6565. And be sure to visit them online at www.acfpaverstoneexperts.com. That's acfpaverstoneexperts.com.
The Party City Valentine sale is going on now. Hurry in for up to 50% off Valentine's Day pattern tableware. Cups, plates, napkins, tablecloths, up to 50% off. And for that classroom party, get pencils, stickers, decorations, and more from just 25 cents. Plus Valentine's exchange cards from only 88 cents a pack. Party City. Nobody has more party for less.
Here's an important message for Toyota owners. There's been a lot of people wondering about the Toyota recalls. To get facts and all the latest information, please visit Toyota.com.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinardell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Richard. How you doing, Richard?
Fine, thank you, Doctor. I just want to add my voice to an earlier caller of the great concern of this program that Tony Gregan's had on Saturday. The doctor's name is Russell Blow.
Oh, we lost you there. Oh, we lost you. So anyway, Russell Blaylock, it must be. Oh, my gosh. I would just say you go online and you look up and you see what people believe about all kinds of other aspects of life. And when you start seeing lots of conspiracy theories and other stuff, that should be a flag, at least to a broadcaster. Well, Happy, listen, once again, express yourself. The best way is to write to a station. They listen to those things. They really do. For you to be that offended, and this is not offensive. This is just a misrepresentation of scientific fact. To be that offended, I think that means something. Because if you went out into the world and you lined up 1,000 intelligent people, you know, 990 of them would side with you. And then they have this little talk show host and her little guest way off in the side. And it's okay if a talk show wants to be out on the fringes, and we have lots of shows on the air that make me cringe, and they're just out on the fringes, you know, of our intellectual landscape, and that's where they want to be, and that's how they draw their audiences. So, you know, a talk show host has to define who she is and what side she wants to be on. And when something like that happens, I think it's completely and entirely appropriate for you to express yourself. So we lost your call. Call back in if you got more. I also wanted to ask you this question. Would you prefer a job that offers better security or one that offers higher pay but less stability? First thing is, your answers to this have not changed. I find it interesting that our economy, high unemployment rate, has not changed how people answer this question. By a ratio of nearly 2-to-1, what do you think most people would answer? 50-60% of you would take the job with better security rather than one with higher pay and less stability. And that just defines our personality. Many people are not risk takers. You talk to a lot of rich people, they got there by taking risks. Some foolish took like a lot of poor people, they got there by taking risks also. So, where a lot of us just like, you know, the tried and the true. Give me my paycheck. Don't bother me. You know, I like to know when I'm bringing home, and I like to know there's going to be a job there when Monday rolls around. Okay, let's talk to Eric. How you doing, Eric?
Yeah, hi, doctor. I was wondering, sometimes when I try to lose weight, I can get a little sort of anxiety, a little bit thing going on, and it made me think, do a little research, and I guess I hear that toxins can be, if you have fat soluble toxins, and they can be released when you lose weight. And I was wondering how to quantify that. Is that like a 1 in a million thing, or is it actually relatively common? Is that a good reason to lose weight so you get them out of your system?
Well, no, you lose weight to lose weight. The quantities involved in what you're describing would be infinitesimally small, because you lose weight extremely slowly, and your fat cells are constantly interchanging with your bloodstream and interchanging substances. This idea of the word toxins, I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. It's not a reason to do anything. Detoxification, I would have to really look high and low to find a scientist who thinks there is such a thing, you know, colon cleansing and all that. But go back to what you said originally, because that interests me. Are you saying that when you start to lose weight or go on a diet, you become anxious?
There's been a few times when I've exercise a lot, not eating very much, I would actually sort of get a little bit of like an anxiety thing and muscle twitchy and a few things like that. And it was sort of interesting. I couldn't really find anything about it.
Well, hunger, listen, if you, I don't know how severe the diet is, but if you starve yourself, there's all kinds of mental changes that happen. Some people get a little high. They actually feel a little high. Some people get a little buzz. Some people get spacey. Some people develop all kinds of reactions. So I would say it's probably not the toxin. I mean, it's possible just the anxiety of going on a diet and trying to commit yourself. That's very anxiety provoking, like quitting cigarettes or quitting any bad habit, you know? And so I don't think the toxins have much to do with it. All right, so we'll leave it at that. Let's talk to Artis. This is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dell. Thank you for taking my call, and I love your show.
Thank you.
I have just had a colonoscopy, and there's a small tumor in there. he called it precancerous, which I don't believe that in that word.
Mm-hmm.
You don't got it. And then he said, I'll see you in 5 years. And I bleed every time I have a bowel movement.
Mm-hmm.
Been going on for 2 weeks now.
Yes. Well, bleeding may not be related, but I'm kind of curious why the doctor didn't just, while he was there, just remove it. Did he give a reason for that?
He said he took part of it, and they did a biopsy on it.
Ah, I got you. Took part of it. Yeah. I'm glad you've called them on this, because I don't know what that word means. We're starting to change the lingo here. There's a condition that occurs in the breast called DCIS, and that is also, quote, precancerous. But it ain't cancer. Women get their breasts removed. They have radical mastectomies for that, known as the cure rate is 100%. It is not cancer. And so the term precancer means it's like in the cervix. The cells are starting to change. And the number of these things that go on and become cancer is very small. But the number is higher than if you look at another spot in the colon where there isn't this little lump. And so without knowing exactly what was going on, you kind of got to wonder, though, two things in your case is, would they have been better off taking the whole thing? Well, you don't take something if you're not pretty sure. And they took a biopsy, which is a smart thing to do to know what it is. And evidently it wasn't a high grade. And the word precancer is just not appropriate, but it often gets people to come back. So I'm afraid you're kind of stuck at this particular point. I'm not worrying about you. I don't think the bleeding, the question is whether the bleeding is coming from that, because if it is, then you might, your hand might be called. We're getting a bunch of callers saying, listen, in terms of that Saturday morning show on the station that some of you are listening to me on, don't listen. Turn off the radio. You absolutely have that choice. That's the best way to express yourself, but I certainly would be remiss if I advise you to turn off the radio for someone who does a show on the same station I'm on, like, you know, politics. All right, I'm Dr. Gina Dell, 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK or 8255.
Hello, Valentine. Fall in love with the perfect gift at the JCPenney Valentine's Day sale with Night and Day Doorbusters. Friday, 3 p.m. to close and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Find the perfect gift with 50% off all diamond and gemstone heart pendants. Inspirational silver jewelry, just $15.99. Surprise her with a four-piece diamond accent set for $89.99. And fall in love with 50% off all dresses. See it all at jcp.com. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offers end February 13th.
Want a great deal on a fabulous mattress? Mancini Sleep World can make it happen during our President's Best Mattress Sale. This is Randy Mancini, and I've drastically reduced prices on my selection of best mattresses. Come get your choice of comfort and save nearly 50% on Sealy Queen Posturepedic, Serta Perfect Sleeper, or Simmons Beautyrest World Class. Plus, we're slashing prices on the largest selection of bunk beds in Northern California. This is a limited offer, so hurry into one of our 28 stores now. Call 1-800-64-SLEEP or visit sleepworld.com.
Hey, the McNally proposal's ready.
The big one?
Yep.
We get McNally these numbers this instant, we make the sale.
We make our month.
We make our year.
All right, then push send already.
I did. It's taking forever. Oh, come on. Must be the spotty 3G coverage.
Told you we should have switched to Verizon Wireless.
Will your small business have 3G coverage when you need it most? Kick the small business blues by putting your business on the map. With Verizon Wireless, you get more 3G coverage than AT&T. And right now, buy one BlackBerry and get another one free. Like the new Wi-Fi-enabled BlackBerry Curve for just $49.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Visit any store to speak with a small business specialist or call 1-800-BZW-4BIZ today and put your business on the map.
Check, please.
Free phone must be of equal or lesser value. All phones require new two-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
What makes a best picture? Entertainment Weekly hails. Up in the Air is a new classic. It's everything Hollywood has forgotten how to do.
Don't you talk for a living?
I tell people how to avoid commitment.
What kind of message is that?
With remarkable acting, the New York Post declares George Clooney gives the performance of his career.
You know that moment when you look into somebody's eyes and the whole world goes quiet?
Yes.
Right, well, I don't.
Vintage directing. USA Today raves. Jason Reitman is the next Billy Wilder.
You have set up a way of life that makes it impossible for you to have any kind of human connection.
Unforgettable storytelling. Entertainment Weekly says it's hilarious and tragic, romantic and real.
Tell me what you want.
And now,
It has received 6 Academy Award nominations, including Best Actor George Clooney, Best Director Jason Reitman, Best Screenplay, and Best Picture of the Year. Up in the Air, rated R, no one under 17 admitted without parent, now playing in theaters everywhere.
Dr. Unidell here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Diane. How you doing, Diane?
Hi, Dr. Dean. Hello?
I'm here. Go right ahead.
Okay, so my partner was admitted into the emergency room Saturday for high shingle levels. It was 600 and something. And he also had weakness of the legs, which because he lays down too much, and somehow they say overtired diabetes, the muscles. And so they was giving him IV fluids, and I left this morning to go have lunch, came back, and he was taken to ICU. They said he was given too many fluids, and it somehow impacted his lungs. He was not able to breathe on his own, so they had to do a breathing tube. And then they just asked me to sign a thing of relief for, I'm looking at the pink slip, it says turation of a central line. Because he had bags on his right side, and they need to make another line. On his right side.
Say that all again. I didn't understand that term. Start with the pink slip. You signed it. What did the pink slip say?
It looks like it says turation of central line. Explaining that to me is that if he starts going into any kind of failure, they need to be. They can't. They have.
I got you. Oh yes. I hope you signed that. Did you?
I did, but not without guilt. And because I don't understand what's happening, because when I left, he was...
Well, don't be guilty. Yes, I know. First of all, this is a person who has bad diabetes. Does this person not know that, or does this person know that?
He's been aware of it for 13 years.
And how does he treat it?
He doesn't treat it very well.
Well, then I'm not sure what your point is. Here's someone who has diabetes, who's not treating it, almost died from his diabetes, and we can't save everybody. Blood sugar of 600 is huge, and what happens in that case is you diurese, you lose all your body fluids, you die from that, so they gave him body fluids and evidently, you know, overshot it, which is common. Then the fluid comes in the lungs, makes it hard to breathe, but we can usually deal with that with oxygen, etc. And what they've asked you to do is, you know, sometimes when you want to put an IV in, you can't find a vein. All of you have had that experience. That's no fun, is it? And so what we want to do is thread a catheter right in there and get it into one of the large veins in the center of the body so we can measure the pressure of the venous system and make sure we have an open line to the inside of the body in case in an emergency we have really got to get a drug right there into the center of your heart and so it gets distributed to the body immediately. So these are all life-saving things. So I find it interesting, though, Diane, first of all, stay on top of it. You're doing the right thing. Don't be guilty. Unless, of course, you know, I always wonder, this is your partner who has something like diabetes who's not treating it. And then all of a sudden you have deep skepticism about what's going on in the hospital where the skepticism should come with what's this person doing not having taking insulin or taking medication anyway. So you've got the most important thing you can do is to get through to your partner. Diabetes isn't something to fool around with. It can kill you. And it is relatively simple to treat and keep you comfortable and keep you healthy, although the disease process is not completely understood. Like, we don't know why it affects the heart and the eyes and all these other organs, but we can certainly monitor your blood sugar and keep you doing better. Let's talk to Lisa. How you doing, Lisa? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dell. I apologize. I missed the beginning of the show, and I was calling to find out where I could get it on podcast because I heard the Joni Gragan's show, and then I also heard a late-night person. I caught the tail end of where she was saying it was very brave of Joni to do this great show. It was driving me nuts when I was listening to the doctor and Joni Gragan's because one of the things he said is all of this explosion in autoimmune diseases has happened since we started giving 50, 60, 70 vaccines, and I have a young kid. I didn't give any 70 vaccines, I know that. But his response, one of the things was, it is the only reason that could have caused this. And
right.
One of the things that they said that kind of caught me was that if you get your flu vaccine, which I had done the day before, it gives you a greater chance of getting the H1N1 flu.
Oh, my Lord. I don't know where to begin. So how come you figured this out and other listeners can't, or what?
Well, I'm the daughter and the wife of a scientist, and I'm a big cynic. And,
okay.
You know, it's gotten me through life very well. And
right.
I also try to be aware of what vaccines am I giving my kid. Yeah, some of them are combined, that's for sure. But not in 70, unless they're, you know, what I think is scary to people is maybe there's something I don't know.
Yeah, so of course, so that's how these kind of people prey upon your fears. And as to the comment of the late night show saying, "Oh, how brave this other person was," no, to tell the truth is brave. To pander to the lowest common hysterical denominator is chicken poop. That's all. It's just saying I can't come up with enough good information and make it entertaining to be on the air and sustain my program. So therefore, I have to get down and dirty with this kind of stuff, which, of course, can build ratings. This is just like, you know, what people often want to hear and want to watch. And autoimmune disease is probably one of the oldest diseases we've seen, which goes back to caveman before the Egyptians and the Greeks. It's rheumatoid arthritis. It's an autoimmune disease, probably the most common autoimmune disease there is. We didn't have vaccines then. How would that doctor explain that? And the idea that the flu vaccine is going to give you H1N1, that particular doctor is a well-known commodity. He is derided and has been laughed at by many, many mainstream folks. And it's fine for him to have his opinions, right? We have to stand behind that. And we have to stand behind the right to express anything you want on radio and television, although I deplore some of the things you hear. And yet there's another side which says, listen, you can't cry fire in a crowded room, and saying something that could be very harmful. And if there's anybody out there who does not get a flu shot because of listening to that program and their child dies, well, then you call the radio station. Sue them. See what happens. It'd be really interesting, wouldn't it? You know, I wonder, are we creeping up on that kind of a world where we have to hold broadcasters responsible? We have nothing like that in this particular country. We allow people, for instance, unlike other countries, we allow movie stars and high-profile people to make claims for health products in the advertisements. And if the advertisement is dangerous or bad, the star is held responsible in some countries. In the United States, of course, we just applaud them, you know, reward them with a big paycheck. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
Make the world's shortest commute with a custom home office from Valet Custom Cabinets and Closets. Eliminate clutter and maximize efficiency with plenty of room for your computers, filing, and storage. Contact Valet Custom today for your complimentary design consultation and ask about our New Year's special, 20% off a second project of equal or lesser value. For a limited time, add a closet, garage, media center, or wall bed at the same time and save a full 20%. Add a wall bed and go from workspace to guest room in seconds. Valet customer Jackie M. of Los Altos wrote,
"There are lots of similar companies out there, but service and quality of workmanship are selling points for us. We recommend anyone wishing to do an office guest room to check out Valet.
Call 866-5-CUSTOM now to learn more and save an additional 20% off a second project. Call Valet Custom Cabinets and Closets at 866-5-CUSTOM or go to valetcustom.com. That's VAL etcustom.com.
BevMo presents the 5-cent sale word, get one more. Yes, technically that's three words, but when you can buy one bottle of wine and get a second for just 5 cents, why limit yourself to one word? Or one bottle for that matter. BevMo's 5-cent sale is on. Choose from more than 200 great wines like Hans Syrah, Gnarly Head Chardonnay, and Sterling Limited Release Meritage. Club Bev members, buy one bottle, get the second for just 5 cents. Get one Mo and save Mo at BevMo.
Woohoo! Yippee! Wow! Yippee!
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you need help with anything?
No, thanks. I'm just counting the new lower prices at CVS Pharmacy.
Really? What are you up to?
Oh, let's see. 564 yippees, 260 wows, 120 woohoos, and 17 no ways.
No way!
Now that Long's is CVS Pharmacy, there are thousands of new lower prices throughout the store. There are more ways to save and more to love. Only at CVS Pharmacy.
Hi, I'm George Gomez. I'm a meat cutter at Lucky Supermarkets on Sloat in San Francisco. The Mastercut aged tender beef here at Lucky is some of the most gorgeous beef I have ever seen. Aged, beautifully marbled, butcher shop quality for a lot less.
The rich flavor of a sizzling slab of aged beef from a real steakhouse.
A thick slice of rib roast dripping with au jus. Lucky has everyday low prices on MasterCut aged tender beef, tri-tips, chuck, ribeyes, fillets, and New Yorks. Aged, cut to perfection. MasterCut beef, a delicious way to save.
I'll be getting some MasterCut New York steaks ready, and I'm thinking, just look at that beautiful marbling. Man, I can't let this get away. So I buy them and I take them home. I guess I'm my own best customer some days.
Lucky is committed to low prices when you need them most.
This week at Lucky, stop in to get single gallons of Bayview Farms milk for just $2.55. That's $2.55 for all varieties of Bayview Farms milk at Lucky supermarkets.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Unidel here. Let's talk to Natasha. How you doing, Natasha?
I'm calling because I have a teenage daughter that gets like these. They start off like a bite or something, like a mosquito bite, but then they get bigger, and it turns red. And after a while, it's like the bump sinks in, and it leaves a hole.
Does it look like there's a little tiny hole or a dark spot or a hair maybe in the middle of each one of these?
It looks like a dark spot.
Yeah. Does she shave her legs?
Yes, she does.
Yeah. I can only guess. I can't diagnose skin diseases on the air here, but that's the relationship. It has a big name, but it's not important. What happens is when she shaves, she's shaving it so close that the little corner of the hair as it grows out is catching and causing a little infection. So she's have lots of them. This is lots of them, and it occurs, and you might look very carefully, even get out a magnifying glass, and it occurs where there is a hair. You could have her either stop shaving in one part of her leg or one of the legs, and you can nail the diagnosis that way. This is very common, happens in men. And what they say is you can't shave so closely, or you got to be very careful. You got to wash the leg, hydrate it, use a good softening agent, and really pay attention to the details and try not to shave too closely or even against the grain. That's how you get the tight, you know, the closer shave is you shave against the grain, have her shave the other way. So anyway, that's what I think it is. And I can only guess, but I gave you some tools, some detective tools that you can utilize to try and see if you can't figure out the diagnosis yourself. Okay, that is the program. Hope you enjoyed yourself. Please join me for the next one, won't you? And until then, as always, be well.
The show you just heard was pre-recorded. Thanks for listening.
Where I sit, I never actually sit. I'm all jumping up and down.
Where I sit, I can get to an adult beverage in 25 giant steps.
From where I sit, I can see Pablo blow bubbles.
A grand slam for Sandoval.
Hey, Giants fans, where will you sit? For season tickets, go to sfgiants.com/season or call 415-972-2298.
High drive, left field, out of here.
From where I sit, I got 7 foul balls, 7. I've got them lined up on my desk.
Hey, get your season ticket, and you get a chance to meet your favorite Giant face-to-face. That's right. It'd be you and the Panda, Matt Cain, Tim Lincecum, 2-time Cy Young Award winner. How great is this? Season tickets start as low as $8 per game.
From where I sit, I can hear Brian Wilson screaming to his glove. Ah! And I'm in the upper deck.
From where I sit, it's a family. Section 317.
Go to sfgiants.com/season or call 415-972-2298. Grab your season tickets. It's magic inside.
It's time to shake those winter blues with the Comcast Red Hot Sale. For a limited time, get Comcast Digital TV with HBO for as low as $29.99 per month for 1 year. Call 1-800-COMCAST now. Catch the hottest shows from network favorites like Project Runway on Lifetime, Burn Notice on USA, and more. Stay on top of national news with CNN and Fox News Channel. And with HBO and HBO On Demand, you'll enjoy Hollywood hits and original series like 17 Again and Big Love. You get all these and your local broadcast networks with crystal clear picture quality and sound, plus over 40 commercial-free music channels. Keep your TV kit kid-friendly with Comcast's easy-to-use on-screen program guide with parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST today and get Comcast Digital TV with HBO for a red-hot price. Only $29.99 per month for 1 year. But hurry, sale ends February 11th. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Offer ends 2/11/2010. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New residential customers only. Must subscribe to Digital Starter TV with HBO. After promo, regular rate applies. Equipment installation, taxes, and franchise fees extra.
It's Gil Gross. We're going to talk about healthcare again.